Good morning. I'm Margaret Christine Mullings, and you would find me in the book of Exodus, chapter 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as in heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, thy hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them as in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the habitation of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone, till thy people pass over. O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought forth again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And verse 26 says, and said, well, I'll read 25th verse. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them and said, if thou wilt, verse 26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all word and give to us the understanding of his word. Let's pray. Abba Father, you said in your word in the book of Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, you were speaking to the children of Israel, but we claim that word for ourselves this day as we stand in need of healing. Father, you said, remind you of your word. So we earnestly take heed and will do what is right in your sight with our ears. We will hear and listen. We will listen and obey your commandments. Yes, we will keep the statutes, your statutes, O God. We repent of our sins this day and turn away from our own way. In Jesus' name, we claim your promise that you would not put any of the diseases that you put upon the Egyptians, that you would put none of them on us, O Lord. For you are the Lord that healed us. So we claim our healing this morning in the name of Jesus. We look with great expectancy to see the manifestation of your healing power in our lives. Bless each listening ear this morning. And let your word be in demonstration in their lives this very second. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is Margaret Christine Mulling saying, God bless you right where you are. Claim your healing today.